USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there are enough testing supplies to begin the first phase of reopening communities that are closed from the coronavirus pandemic.
Every day we're getting closer to the future that we all have been waiting for. I talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. We are getting very, very close to seeing that light.
But many governors are complaining they can't get enough tests done in time and they don't have enough test kits yet. Though in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says he's ready to start reopening.
We can adopt safe strategies that prevent the spread of COVID-19. And step by step, we will open Texas.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street. The Dow was up 704 points. The Nasdaq up 117. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
President Trump tweeted, Michigan should liberate from stay-at-home orders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer responded.
I hope that it's not encouraging more protests. There's no one more eager to start re-engaging sectors of our economy than I am. But the last thing I want to do is to have a second wave here, and so we've got to be really smart.
Nebraska's Governor Pete Ricketts wants residents to wait until May, then start reopening.
That phase approach aligns with what we've been saying all along, right? That as we think about getting into May and loosening some of these restrictions, we're going to do it a step at a time in a very phased approach kind of way, the way the president had laid out there for as well.
With many farms and food companies on lockdown too, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is vowing to keep food supplies coming.
America, agriculture has been hard hit like most of America with the coronavirus, and President Trump is standing with our farmers and all Americans to make sure we all get through this national emergency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One of the parents serving time in the college scandal is being released for the risk of getting the coronavirus. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
One of the parents sentenced to 6 months in prison for participating in the college admissions bribery scheme is getting to go home early because of the pandemic. Toby McFarlane, a former real estate executive, will be released to home confinement after his lawyers argued the conditions behind bars put him at too serious a risk of contracting the virus. He will be released on April 21st. McFarland was sentenced in November after admitting to paying $450,000 to get his children into the University of Southern California as fake athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A Senate investigation finds U.S. airlines are sitting on an estimated $10 billion in customer cash. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The money comes from the cancellations as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Airlines are required by law to issue cash refunds to travelers for flights that the company cancels, but they're under no obligation to offer cash if a customer cancels the flight by themselves. A group of Democratic senators now urging the airlines to do so since Congress has already approved a $25 billion aid package for the industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.